Use as directed.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with another good day. Hopefully, if your day is just beginning, that'll be a wonderful, this will be a harbinger of good things for the whole day. Speaking of harbingers, the Black Eyed Peas that a lot of people enjoyed halftime Super Bowl. Jennifer loves them, Richie likes them, and we use them a lot to introduce various portions of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the members of the group is identified as Taboo, and he has written a book about his story called Fallen Up. Keep it on the positive. So he fits right in here, and we're going to meet him in a moment as he tells us part of his story from the Black Eyed Peas' Taboo on Good Day in just a moment.
Count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew, waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is forges in your cup.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Yes. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
It's 10 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Taboo of the Black Eyed Peas. You saw him at halftime on the Super Bowl. He's promoting a book on the band and himself called Fallen Up. When you get down to brass tacks, Taboo, you pinch yourself every once in a while. Given where you came from and what's happened to your life, Do you every once in a while just wake up and pinch yourself trying to figure out, is this really me? Is this really happening? All of this success, not only here, but all around the world. 6 Grammys?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just let my wife pinch me. You know, it feels a lot better
with
my wife.
It's more fun that way, isn't it?
It's more fun that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, seriously, yeah, you know, you just really have to take everything in and count your blessings and let let the world know that you're very humble by the experience. Because the thing about Black Eyed Peas is we're a traveling band that travels around the world and is able to provide people with music and a good time. And we owe our success to the fans that have been with us since 1998 when we first came out, you know, and have evolved with us through the evolution of our music. So, you know, it's just, like I said, you just count your blessings and you just really appreciate every moment that we have as a group.
I mean, it's, you know, Tabu, that's nice to say that you owe it all to the fans, and that's a great thing to acknowledge. But you guys have something that a lot of bands don't ever get.
And it's very likable.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you appeal to
it. It's fun, it's energetic, it's likable. And how do you guys come together as a band and put together music that pretty much appeals to anybody and everybody and gets the amount of success that you do? What's your trick when you all sit down and put music together?
Well, the thing about it is that what people see on stage is a friendship that has been going on since 1993 when we first met, me, Will, and Apple. Became best friends before any music was created, before any shows were created. You know, and our mission was to be able to take care of our families. You know, Will I Am came from the projects, and all his family lived in the projects, so his mission was to take his family out of the projects. Apple Diap came from the Philippines, didn't know a word of English, but his mission was to bring his mom and his sisters and his brothers from the Philippines to America. My mission was, I had a son at a young age, Joshua, and my mission was to always take care of Joshua and make sure that I was there as a father. So, you know, we always had that fire and that determination and that passion to make music and to make good music that would appeal to everybody, all walks of life, every demographic, race, color, creed. And then when Fergie came in the band, she had that same vision. She wanted to travel the world and create music for the world. And, you know, it was just a natural progression for us to do that. And I credit creating great content, upbeat rhythms, music that appeals to the masses, and that's what the secret is.
Now, the name of the book is Fallen Up, and you want to take that. Tell everybody why you called it Fallen Up and the story behind what you felt that would say.
Fallen Up is basically a reflection of when we first started. We came out in 1998 with our first album, Behind the Front, and the first song off that album was called Fallen Up, and it was written by Apple Diap. And the thing about it is that I want people to know that we never forget where we come from, and that's just paying homage to that era. And what happened to me, you know, along the way in my journey of becoming successful, I kind of fell down. I spiraled out of control, and my only other way to go was to fall up, you know, to get up and wipe my knees off and say, you know what, I don't want to be this person. I need to change my lifestyle. I need to do something to better my life for me, my family, and for my group, because I don't want to be the Black Eyed Peas that's dead, that killed himself, or that's caught up in prison or anything like that. You know,
it happens too much. Yeah.
It happens a lot, man.
What kind of advice do you give? Because you are, I mean, you're such a role model for so many people. And so if there are people that are down in their luck, like, what kind of advice do you give them?
Well, the whole thing about it is this book is about dreaming big, you know, and believing you can achieve. Actually, Will I Am and Apple Diap took me under their wing. And we started Black Eyed Peas in 1995. And this story is basically how our friendship and how our love for music, and not just music, but just anything, whether you're, you know, a student or you want to be a teacher or an author or an astronaut or, you know, a radio host, whatever your passion or your dream is, don't let nobody kill your dreams. Don't let nobody step in your dream. Even if it's family members that are like, no, you need to do this. Well, just follow your heart. And, you know, you can be whoever you want to be.
What do you think the difference, though, is between someone like yourself who has achieved what you guys have? And because it takes so much drive and determination, and a lot of people lose that.
And a little bit of luck,
and
too.
Especially when they have, yeah, and a little bit of luck. And especially when they have the odds against them that you guys had coming out of the projects.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the people you surround yourself with. The fact that I had Will and Apple be my support system, even if my mom was like, no, you need to go to school, you need to, you know, get an education, but I would be like, no, mom, I'm going to be a performer, I'm going to be somebody in the entertainment business, because I had that drive, and Will I Am always pushed me, and Apple always pushed me to be better than I was. And that was the thing that kept us going, is us supporting each other and saying, Tab, one of these days we're going to do it. Will I Am, let's do this. Apple, come on, let's do this. Let's get up and go to do these college shows. Let's go and do these showcases. Let's go to these meetings. So it was always that determination and that friendship that kept us going.
How did you meet them, Tabu?
I met Will I Am and Apple at a club called Ballistics in 1993. Ballistics was a place where all kinds of different hip-hop crews would go and battle other crews. So if you were an MC, you would go battle other MCs. If you were a freestyle dancer, then you would battle other crews. And, you know, when I saw them, I really fell in love with just the whole presence and the presentation of how they were, as far as, like, the way they dressed. Their style of rapping, the style of dancing. I was like, yo, these cats are like brothers to me. I feel like a certain connection to them. Mm-hmm. So we just we started being friends and started dreaming together as friends and wanted to do a lot of big things. And we've been blessed ever since.
I say.
Well, I'm looking at the beginning of chapter 20, which is called the Epiphany.
Yep.
You can ask me 1,000 times and the answer will remain the same. I don't know why I did what I did in the morning of March 27th, 2007. I don't know why I decided to gamble with my son's life. What's that story?
The story is, you know, I really got caught up in the lifestyle. Got caught up in my own ego. Started abusing, using drugs and alcohol heavily. There's a lot of crazy stories in this book that people have no idea. You know, and that's why it's so juicy. That's why this book is so juicy, because March 27th was the epiphany that led me to stop all this crazy madness. You know, people think, oh, Black Eyed Peas is such an uplifting group. Well, for a moment, I was pretty dark. I was pretty reckless and spiraling out of control. And that was the morning that I took three Xanax. I took ecstasy and cocaine at the same time at 7 in the morning right before I dropped off my son. And it was such a dumb, ignorant, idiotic thing to do, but I'm glad that it happened, because if my son would have been in the car the day that I got arrested, I mean, the time that I got arrested, social services would have took him away, and I would have been just assed out, right? So
you learned your lesson. That's the important thing, is that you learned your lesson. You look a lot like Lou Diamond Phillips to me.
Everybody says that. Everybody says Lou Diamond Phillips, The Crow. They say Machete. So, I mean, I get a lot of different comments about that.
Good luck to you. Good story and a good lesson in here. I'm glad that you fell up. And apparently the rest of the world is, too, because you sold 30 million albums. That ain't a bad deal. Taboo story, Fallen Up, is the new book. Thanks for being here with us from the Black Eyed Peas. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Gotta get boom, boom, gotta get boom, 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 that boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom,
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Office Max. Work with us.
What song is this?
I have no idea.
Come on now. All right, here you go. Give me.
Sweet Home Chicago.
Okay. This is the Blues Brothers version of an old blues classic called Sweet Home Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And throughout the years, blues songs have been redone, remastered, rewritten, and new versions done. And sometimes people wonder where these songs come from originally. Last night I had a great experience of going to a concert hall here in the Washington area called the Strathmore.
Mm-hmm.
And see a band that we like called Big Head Todd and the Monsters. They're an alt-rock band from the 90s, and yeah, they do some stuff. And we've seen them a few times, really good band. Well, they're touring now as the Big Head Blues Club, and they're celebrating the 100th centennial of the birth of Robert Johnson, who is one of the fathers of the blues. And Robert Johnson is the character portrayed, or not portrayed, in the movie with Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita, where they...
The Karate Kid.
Right, where they do Crossroads, where they try to find the 29th song that Robert Johnson, who allegedly went down to these old crossroads in the Delta, Mississippi, and made a deal with the devil and became a great blues musician. And he released 28 songs, and last night we saw this Big Head Blues Project do some of the songs, which sound originally like this. This is Sweet Home Chicago, as it was recorded in 1927.
Baby, don't you want to go?
Wow.
And one of the really, really neat, and I've had this disc, this set of 28 songs for about 15 years and just study it. But I'm not the only one who studies it. Eric Clapton, Led Zeppelin, ZZ Top, Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, the Blues Brothers, Stevie Ray Vaughan have all released songs by Robert Johnson. You have heard songs by Robert Johnson and just didn't know it. For example, if you listen to ZZ Top here. This is their version of Dust My Broom.
Uh-huh.
I Believe I'll Dust My Broom. of course, it's nice and cool and everything like that. And then you can go back and go to 1928, and here's Robert Johnson.
I'm going to get up in the morning. I believe I'll the problem.
And one of the really, really cool things last night is they did some modern versions of some of his songs, and then they did some that were traditional. It sounded just like this. But they brought out a guy named David Honeyboy Edwards.
Honeyboy.
97 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And toured and played with Robert Johnson and the Juke Houses down in the Delta.
Wow.
Before he died. And they also brought out Howlin' Wolf's guitar player, Hubert Sumlin, and he's 79. And to watch this 79-year-old blues master and this 97-year-old blues master up on stage, it was like they were reborn. Because they obviously they don't get a lot of stage time anymore. And just to watch them, it was the coolest, neatest thing I've ever seen. It was like watching Americana and history, American history, up on the stage. And it was just, it was so much fun. So, and it just kind of, in me, makes me want to even more tell my son, this is where American music came from. From the crops, from the churches, the country music from back in the 20s and 30s, and the blues and the gospel music. And expose your kids to this so that they, you know, learn kind of where everything, when they're listening to Lady Gaga, she just didn't invent this. It came from somewhere.
Yeah.
So no matter what it is, the rap, the blues, whatever it is, it all comes from this, man. It's 28 past, I'm getting there.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Perhaps you've heard that U.S. Airlines have made just a little money this year in checked bag fees. But there are some new ways to get around those fees. Intercontinental Hotels Group has a promotion through April called Check It Free. Guests receive up to $100 with every round-trip flight and two-night weekend stay at an IHG hotel. The catch is you have to book with a Visa card and submit a rebate form and receipts. The credit card companies are also getting into the act. Currently, those who hold an American Express Delta SkyMiles credit card are able to check one bag free on Delta flights, which is valid for up to 9 people holding the same reservation code. You can get a similar deal with Continental-branded Chase credit cards. And speaking of loyalty programs, most major carriers will waive that checked bag fee if you've reached elite mileage status. So while it may be next to impossible to redeem those award miles, at least one perk of racking up those miles is your bag's not going to cost you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-906-6972. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-906-6972.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Come so.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodman's.
34 past the hour, coming up on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug is getting ready for his meetings at he's at WTTF and Tiffin, Ohio, and he's getting ready to go to Heidelberg College for some meetings, and I think they're having a big shebang for the new radio studio. Is that today, or is that coming, did he say?
I don't know. I know that they're all brand new, he said, and he almost cried when he got there.
Yeah, he was all, that doesn't take much.
That's true.
Doug cries when he's at the grocery store and he sees his favorite ice cream on sale.
A little Tom Jones, or, you know. Brings out the emotion in everybody.
What was the concert that he cried at? Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
He cried
Who
at the Barry Manilow concert.
I'd cry as I was running to the door. No!
I'd cry in laughter. All right, so he'll be back in a few minutes with us as he gets ready for his thing. Until then, Jennifer and I wanted to alert you. Couples looking to have a little one.
Boom, chicka, bow, bow.
Boom, chicka, bow. If you are looking to have your baby on the most popular date of the century to be born, you better get busy today.
That's right. Today's like your last chance. And it's very specialized because you have to have, if you're a woman, be at that point in your rotation, basically.
Okay,
you know,
so here's what happens. Yeah. If you break out the romantic music, the bottle of wine, the candles, and get busy today, it is possible that your baby would be born on 11-11-11. You know that there are going to be people racing to be the first baby born on 11-11-11.
Oh, yeah,
11.
At 11 o'clock or
you will hear
like that.
The news reports on the 11 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 6 o'clock news, who was the first baby born at 11-11-11?
The first baby born at 11-11-11 or at 11-11 on 11-11-11.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That would be timing. That would be if you held off.
So we can have two opportunities on 11-11-11 to have babies born in the morning at 11-11 on 11-11-11 or in the evening at 11-11 on 11-11-11.
What a weird word 11 is. I just don't, I mean, I know, I don't remember the number thing being such a big deal in the 80s and 90s. Now that we're in this new decade, or in this new time, it's like, everybody's doing, I mean, I've had friends get married on, It was 248, so February 4th, 2008.
Oh, wow.
I had friends
was
get
that
married.
On purpose?
Yes, they keep doing it on purpose.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
I just went to Vegas.
My best friend got married, I know, on 6-7-08, so June 7th, 2008.
So that wasn't on purpose. That was just an accident.
No, that was on purpose.
Really?
6-7-8.
Okay, so just so that the knucklehead husband could remember the anniversary date of Hawaii.
Maybe, but like, I mean, and they even talk about how in Vegas last year, 10-10-10 was the big, most popular day of the year to get married in Vegas last year. I just don't understand what the big deal is with the numbers. I mean, it's cool. If it happens, great, but do you plan your whole life around
it? If you're Uri Geller, you know, our friend Uri, is a big fan of 11. That's his favorite number.
Is it?
And he's gone through all of these calculations of people who were born on the 11th, people who died on the 11th. It's just, the date 11 and the number 11 means a lot to him, and he thinks that there's, like, all kinds of meaning behind the number 11. So if you were born on 11-11, I'm thinking Uri's thinking you hit the jackpot, God's jackpot or something like this.
Right.
And that all kinds of luck will be, it'd be interesting, because I know Doug would, you know, get me an astrologer. Give me an astrologer and a numerologist. I want Nick Newman on tomorrow, and I want an astrologer on the day after that, and I want to find out what 11-11-11 means.
Is it a big deal, though? I mean, if you're creating your own luck, if you're actually aiming to have a baby on 11-11-11, is it lucky?
That's the thing. All right, here's the deal. For women who have a regular 28-day...
this freaks you out, doesn't
this,
it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is, you know...
I'll say it for you. You should have had should have menstruated on the 4th. You had to be done to be ovulating now.
Right. And that presumes a 40-week gestation period, which, as most people who've had a baby or known somebody who's had a baby, it ain't always the way it works.
It isn't always that way.
You're laying on the couch after 36 weeks trying to hold off, or you're 3 weeks overdue and you're going nuts and your ankles are killing you.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world, today's the day.
That's
go
so
get
exciting.
The candles, get the bubble bath, put on yourself some Barry Manilow music, and have a little fun.
There you go.
And, if you have the baby, you have to call us. Call us up. We'll give you a good Doug Steffen prize.
We'll send you skiing so you can work on the next one. Also in the news today, Rich, this one's weird. Craigslist. Do you use Craigslist anymore?
I do. I absolutely do.
For what?
Selling stuff. I don't use it to sell anything. Oh, actually, I take that back. I'm about to put my car on Craigslist. But when you have kids, there is so much junk in your house, old toys that aren't really something you'd want to throw away. There's still value there for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask $5, $10, $20, $30 for it, and people just show up at your house. They call, I mean, email. And I've also just sold two couches. I'm redoing the room downstairs. So I just sold two couches and a table. And I've got the money sitting in a jar, and I'm going to go out and put that money towards new furniture for down there. Huh. So, actually, I do use it. But
I just think I never hear good stories about Craigslist anymore. At first, it was cool, and everybody...
I mean, why is a story of me selling my couch going to make the news? But, yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff going on there, too.
So, the latest one is that this 27-year-old woman from Wisconsin she made this deal. She agreed to cook and clean for a Brooklyn guy in exchange for free rent. Sounds like a great deal, right? He has the place. She needs a place to stay. She agrees to do the services for the money. Well, when she got there and got settled in, the guy ended up forcing her into sexual slavery. This guy's arrested now. He finally got caught. His name's John Hopkins, like the university.
Really?
45 years old. He's being held right now on $350,000 bail. According to what the court documents are saying, the woman was chained to a radiator.
Oh.
She was sexually assaulted in multiple ways. She was abused.
By him or?
By him. She had to call him master. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to go into the details of what she had to do, but it was some bad stuff. She was blindfolded. And
was this an apartment, a house, what?
It seems to me it was an apartment in Brooklyn.
How could she not scream and...
You know, I don't know. They finally got a call from the girl's mother, who had called authorities in Wisconsin because her daughter managed to break free and call her. So I guess she was able at some point to get to a phone. And
how long was she held captive?
For several days, I think. For, let's see, what does it say? 47 days, I want to say.
Oh.
Yeah. And they found her laying in a fetal position on the bed, shaking when the police finally broke in. Really scary stuff, though. I mean,
how do you survive? How do you move on after that?
Oh, I'm sorry. 8 days. 47
days.
Whoa. But still, 8 days. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So this Craigslist thing gets me. And I know that you have to be really careful, especially now. You know, yeah. You always know that the special encounter site was probably kind of subject to weirdness.
And that's not gone. They just moved it, apparently. Apparently, everybody has figured out a new place to put everything in some kind of the classified section.
Huh.
So I mean, hey, listen, you know, classifieds, whenever you're calling a total stranger, especially to become a roommate, our web guy, Clay.
Yeah.
He lives out of there. That's how he finds all of his places to live up in New York City.
You have to be careful, though. My cousin was just using Craigslist the other day because he's looking for a place to live and a place to rent. And he found a place that looked like a beautiful house, had a back house that was for rent. He called, or he actually just sent an email, and the woman said, "I'm out of the country," and kind of gave him this fishy rap about what he had to do to get the place.
Yeah.
And then he decided it might have been weird. He went to another ad and responded to that one and got the same kind of response.
Really?
From the person with a different name, but the "I'm out of the country" bit.
Yeah.
So you really do have to be careful with Craigslist.
Yeah, absolutely. Even when just selling something, like I'm selling kid stuff, or some small furniture.
That's even weirder, because then they know you have kids.
Well, yeah. What I do is, by the way, the new TTF dedication is April 1st. Russ, our
friend. Oh, thank you, Russ.
Yeah, thank you. Even when somebody calls me just to buy one of the kids' toys, an old bike or something like that, I will kind of screen them before I give them an address where to come to see the stuff.
Do you ever meet them somewhere, or do they always come to your house?
It's always been at the house, because otherwise I have to lug this junk all over the place, and then if they don't buy it, I have to lug it back. So usually I just have them come there. But, I mean, like a couple of times on the phone, I haven't felt good about the person I was talking with, so I'd make up something that was sold.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they get to the house and I don't want them to come in my house, I'll see them park and I'll just take the thing outside on the porch and
That's
let them see it out
smart.
There. Yeah, I mean, you do have to be careful. I mean, these are strangers. So, but I will tell you, most of the experiences have been fine. It's been people that are totally cool, looking for cheap stuff for their kids, and it's all okay. But, I mean, you do have to be careful. So, you know, watch it. If you're cruising Craigslist, you don't want to end up chained to a radiator when you
Safety
go out to buy
first,
a tricycle.
Safety first. Avoid the radiator. Absolutely. Poor woman.
All right, 44 past on Good Day. Dr. Ken, straight ahead with your medical updates.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiate a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley Silva and Love Seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
It's 48 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day. Time for Dr. Ken to tell us what's going on in the world of medicine. And coming up, a story that will hit close to home for me, beer. But first, I haven't had any beer in quite a while because I've been on my MetaFast diet.
Me too.
For the past 5 weeks, I'm down 18 pounds. Jennifer, where are you at right now?
You know what? I'm weighing in today, but I've lost 17 so far. So I'm hoping that today I will have a bigger number for you.
You've been in about 6 weeks, so we're both doing well. And Ken, why is this work so well?
Bigger and smaller. It just works because it takes care of the calories you need. You don't have to think so much about counting calories. They're healthy calories, and they keep you satisfied. Your hunger stays under control. It's a fast, safe, simple way. Tens of thousands of my physician colleagues encourage this, support this. I've seen this day after day in my patients lose the weight and keep it off.
Well, I will tell you, you don't have to think at all about calories because it's all planned out for you. You eat your 5 MetaFast meals and then your 1 lean and green meal a day, which they give you plenty of recipes and tips for to do. So it's very easy, and it works. So go to MetaFastKen.com, www.MetaFastKen.com, and check it out today. All right, so beer at bedtime may not be good.
Well, we learned a week or two ago that beer is actually heart healthy in moderation. You know, guys, 1 to 2 a day, and women, 0 to 1 a day. But the news out of the Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research Journal this week is that drinking alcohol before bed may disrupt sleep and increase wakefulness in healthy adults, affecting women more than men, regardless of family history of alcoholism.
Wow. Okay. I don't know that I've ever found that, but I'm going to have to do my own experiment. I'll let you know what I find.
Have fun, but not too much.
All right, so let's get an update on Serene Branson, the reporter who had the TIA?
Well, initially this looked like a stroke, a mini stroke, a reversible stroke, or TIA. She went to the hospital, and as I had pointed out, you never know till you get the evaluation. Turns out, interestingly, she had an unusual kind of migraine headache. Ooh. Migraine headaches, which are caused by spasms of the big blood vessels in the brain, usually cause pounding headaches, which she had a headache, and often bright lights. But In her, she had numbness on one side of her face, which in some migraine headaches can occur, and it affected her speech. And this was not, fortunately, a stroke, but a migraine headache.
Hmm. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
How often does something like that happen?
Not very commonly. Migraine headaches are very common, but this variant is not the most common.
So should she be relieved that it wasn't a TIA and it was just a migraine?
Exactly.
Good news, then.
Who knew that caused it?
There it is. Good news on Good Day with Dr. Ken. It's 51 past the hour. Good morning.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Comes home.
You'll never be old. That's that. You're timeless to me.
Oh, Wilbur, all of you.
Fads keep a fading, Castro's invading, but Wilbur, you're timeless to me.
Now.
Hairdos are higher.
If you told me that when I went to see this movie Hairspray, where John Travolta would be dressed up as a woman and doing musical numbers, that I would actually like this movie, I would have clubbed you over the head with a baby seal.
But it was good, right?
It was really good. Yeah, and Travolta was really good in it. So this is You're Timeless to Me by John Travolta and Christopher Walken, who is hysterical from Hairspray. And John Travolta is how old today, Chucker? Yes.
I'll say 55
with a new baby. That's got to mean I'm 46 with a four-year-old. That's killing me. I can't imagine what 55 with a new baby is doing to you.
They have helpers, though.
You are right. Hairspray was a terrific musical. I'd say the best movie musical since Grease in 78. I thought it was terrific.
Yeah, no, I'd have to agree, and I don't know that I'm ashamed to admit it on the radio, but I liked it. It was good stuff. Yeah, Christopher Walken and Travolta, I mean, they're all good. Everything they do is good. So.
You know, they've been trying to put a sequel together for the last 3 years, but it has not materialized as of yet, which tells you how hard it is to, produce movies. You know, you need the right script, get all the actors back, yep. and everything.
When you have big names like that, you got to make it work or they won't sign up.
There's so many projects that they plan to do, but they never really get to the point of production for, many different reasons. It's hard to make a movie. That's the bottom line. Yeah.
All right, so before we get pushed out of time here, we haven't been able to get to our contest for the last few days because we've just been busy with Chucker. So we're going to slip this in real quick. You're going to give us a call at 1-800-510-8255. When you know, that's 1-800-510-8255. When you listen to this clip and you go, oh, I knew that movie. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Dial now.
Invented standing in line.
You invented standing in line.
Mm-hmm. Before then, everybody just milled around. It was a mess. So one day I said, why not make a line?
A line for what?
To get in.
I know it. I think I know it. So obviously this has our birthday boy in it. Mm-hmm. And Chucky, you got it?
Another clue. I think I know it, though.
Okay, 1-800-510-8255. Funny movie, funny movie. Very cool.
I'm a writer, too.
Oh, really? What did you write?
Psalm 85.
Yeah.
I wasn't called Psalm 85 when I wrote it. I had no idea they were going to be collected and numbered.
Yeah, yeah, okay. 1-800-510-8255. Really cool movie. Here you go. Last clip.
Have you ever seen the world's biggest ball of twine?
No. Listen, we have to get back.
I once saw the world's biggest cannonball, Mesopotamia. I wonder if it's still there.
Mesopotamia isn't still there.
Nothing lasts.
That's a great movie. Did you see it? It was a cute one.
Very cool. Yeah.
I liked it.
All right, Chucky, you got it right.
I got it, yeah.
All right, 1-800-510-8255. In 60 seconds, Chucker's going to have movie news and tell us how he devastated his daughter by letting her watch some bad television here on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
So Chucker has a 5-year-old daughter now, Chuck? She's 5?
I do. Her name is Sydney, and for the last few weeks, she suddenly has become a big fan of Justin Bieber, took her to see the movie last Saturday night, and, you know, we both enjoyed it. She loved it. And I knew Justin Bieber was going to be on CSI last night, and I didn't tape it because I don't want my daughter watching CSI at 5, but for some reason she picks up the remote control at like 10 to 9, clicks on Channel 2. By coincidence, she sees Justin Bieber with another guy in a truck. She starts yelling, oh, it's Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber. 2 minutes later, he gets out of the truck and gets gunned down and lying in a pool of blood on the floor. And then she jumps up and says, Justin Bieber's dead, Justin Bieber's dead.
No!
I had to explain to her that it's just a show. He's acting, and it's not real. And she seemed okay and gave me a high five. So
that's hysterical. That's, all right, give us one other
bit of news. Actress Mila Kunis will co-star in the Oscar-nominated film Black Swan, set to play the Wicked Witch of the West in Sam Raimi's Wizard of Oz prequel titled Oz the Great and Powerful. It will star James Franco, who will play the wizard.
Wow. All right, cool.
This is the weirdest stuff.
All right, well, since Doug's in Ohio this morning, let's go to Fredericktown, Ohio, and talk to Suzanne and see if she knows which movie that was. Hi, Suzanne. What do you think the movie is?
Hello. That movie was Michael.
It is, with John Travolta, who turns 25 today, and
very
hysterical.
Good.
I dig that movie. All right, Suzanne, hold on. We'll get you something out of the Doug Steffen prize closet. Thank you so much. Chucker. Monday morning on the Good Day movie segment, and it's 58 past the hour.